Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
Welcome to Kwart voor Vrydag. Today we are thrilled to have Connor Rees with us, a rising star in South Africa's music scene. Hi Connor, thank you so much for dialing in with us today. First off, welcome and how are you?
Hello, it's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, really good, thanks. It's a bit cold up in Joburg, but other than that, really good.
It's definitely cold. It's definitely cold. It's cold here in Bloemfontein as well. So I'm going to start our questions off with your musical career. It began at Stagework School of Performing Arts. How did your experiences there shape your approach to songwriting and performance?
So it's quite interesting because that's actually primarily a musical theater school. So they focus more on sort of dancing and acting as well as singing. And being a singer myself, I had to adapt quite a lot to sort of fit in with the classes there. But it's definitely given me a unique approach in songwriting and how I put my music together. I think I have a very theatrical sort of mind when it comes to writing.
Yes, definitely. And I think that like makes you unique, definitely. The dramatic theaterkens, as we say in Afrikaans. I just played Elvis Blue, Broken Heart, and you've cited artists like Art Matthews, Graham Watkins, and Elvis Blue as inspirations. How have these people influenced you in your own music?
So growing up in South Africa, I think the local music scene has always been sort of close to my heart. I'm very lucky that both of my parents are very big fans of the music scene. So I think my mom's watched countless Art Matthews shows live. So, you know, a lot of these South African artists that end up pursuing their dreams and really making a go of it has been quite inspirational to me growing up. And I think that element of sort of influence on you as a child definitely comes through in my writing and performance now.
That's so true. We are definitely, as South Africans, like a patchwork of different influences. So your most recent single, Bring Me Home, has garnered some attention. Can you maybe share the story behind this track and what it means to you?
Yeah, so I think this one's very special. It really reminds me of home. It reminds me of South Africa as a place. I have family that have had to move across the world for various reasons, whether that's work or studying or family or whatever it may be, and I think they all have such a beautiful memory of South Africa, and it's really interesting to talk to them about it. And I think this place represents so many good things for so many people, and it's just really about that.
It definitely does, and the song really like encapsulates that. So besides music, what do you do in your free time?
So obviously writing, recording and performing takes up quite a lot of time, but other than that, I obviously love getting together with friends and family in my spare moment. But then I also have recently gotten into doing property.
Oh, wow.
So, I've just finished off my most recent project where we completely redid a sort of 3-bedroom duplex with its own little garden. Completely refurbished the entire place. So that was really awesome.
Wow, that's super impressive. Man of many talents. So looking ahead, what can fans expect from you? Are you planning on coming to Bloemfontein anytime soon?
I would love to. I need to get in contact with a couple of the venues down there and we can make a plan to have a show.
I think that is a great idea. And then finally, is there any artist, dead or alive, who you would want to collaborate with? Who would it be and why?
Sure. That's a good question. I think they are alive, but I don't want to work with them now. I want to work with them 4 years ago. And that would probably be the whole sort of AC/DC, Guns N' Roses era.
Oh, wow, yes. That's
band,
so cool.
Sort of White Snakes.
Yes.
I would love to just be in the studio in 1975 just to see what they have to say and how they behave, and it would be fascinating.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Connor, for sharing your insights and experiences. We look forward to your upcoming projects and wish you continued success in your musical journey.
Thank you so much, Shanae. I really appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cool. Cheers.
I've been dancing all alone, far from this place we used to call home. You bring me back, you always bring me back. I know where I wanna be, right here with you is all I need. You're everything, everything to me. My destination unknown, don't wanna do this on my own. Cause what will I do without you next to me? Where am I going? It's hard to see. Cause you bring me home, you bring me home. I don't know, but I wanna believe that our love can set me free. Cause you bring me home, you bring me home, you always bring me home. I feel like I'm floating on clouds like I'm in heaven. You take me higher and higher than I've ever been. Don't wanna be irrational, but I can't do this on my own. Cause what will I do without you next to me? You next to me, where am I going? It's hard to see, cause you bring me home, you bring me home. I don't know, but I wanna believe that our love can set me free. Cause you bring me home, bring me home, you always bring me home.
Daar het jy dit nou, Bring Me Home van Connor Rees. En ek het nou net met Connor Rees gesels en ons het gesels oor sy toekomsplanne en hy het gesê hy wil graag Bloemfontein besoek. So, hoop hulle kan ons om een van die dae gaan kyk, sommer in lewende lywe.